Welcome back, and joining me today is Kenny Valley, Kansas head boys basketball coach Chris Davis. Coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Bull Pups. Not only you've won five in a row, but you beat a team that beaten you the previous two times against Fredonia, 65-58, your final score. And it seems like to me, Coach, you guys are playing at the right time as you head to the playoffs.
Well, I agree with you, Adam. We guys have started getting on a roll here a little bit, and we're starting to play our best basketball, I think, at the right time. And, you know, the best thing is down the stretch here, you know, we've beaten some teams that beat us early in the year, and you know, it's always good to see that from where you start to where you finish that you're seeing improvement in your kids and your team. And like I said, we go into Stub State on a roll here. We've won five in a row, and we go to Southeast Cherokee next Tuesday night and open up Stub State play there.
Now, when you playoffs are a little bit different here in Oklahoma than Kansas. What's the setup on the playoff system over in Kansas? You start at Stub State, and you've just got to keep on winning, right?
That's exactly right, Adam. The difference in Kansas and Oklahoma, you don't get a second chance if you have a bad night in Kansas. They put eight teams in each sub-state, and eight sub-states around the state of Kansas in your class, and it's win or go home. And we're at that point in the season where there's no more tomorrows on this, and you've got to go out and you've got to play well every game. And you know, it takes winning three games to get to the state tournament, and then you have to win three to win it all there. So, you know, we're just excited right now. We're starting to play our best basketball, and kids are really buying into what we're doing, and, you know, we're just having a lot of fun right now.
You know, I saw you guys play Dewey about a week ago, and I noticed a change in y'all's patterns from the first time you played Dewey, and that was to either if the outside doesn't go, the inside goes. And it seems like your post play has to be a difference so far.
Well, it does, Adam. And you know, you talk that, and we've been so crucial on our post play all year long. And you know, the best thing that I can say about this group of kids we have is they're not selfish. And you know, we've been relying pretty heavy on our inside game with Levi and Jake inside and Wade coming in there and pounding that ball inside. And, you know, we played a Fredonia team which had already beaten us twice this year before last night when we went up there to play them. And, you know, the good thing about it was they really collapsed on our big guys. And when they did, our big guys kicked that ball back outside, and our guards had great games. Baylor had 16 last night. Troy had 15, I believe. And Josh had 8 or so, and Wade had 6. So, you know, we really did a good job, and that's the best thing I can say is we're just not selfish.
On the defensive side, what has been the difference so far in this five-game winning streak? What changes in the defensive side have you guys made?
Well, we've done a lot of different things. You know, we've played different types. You know, at the start of the year, we tried to play more aggressive man defense and tried to get up on people, and we've had to make some adjustments to that. You know, we're just not quite as quick as some of the teams that we've been playing, and we've had to back off a little bit. We've even gone to some zone matchup zone here late in the year that has helped our cause, and you know, the zone seems to give a few of these teams a little bit more fits. And you know, we don't just call it zone defense, we call it a matchup man, and because we don't want to get into that philosophy of just having our feet standing still. We want to match up when there's a man in your area and play it like a man. So you know, the kids have really bought into it, and you know, like I said, good things are happening and they're having fun, and you know, that's what you want.
Well, absolutely, Coach, and hopefully that trend continues in Substate next week. Hey, best of luck to you in the Substate next Tuesday.
Well, let's hope it goes well for us, Adam. That's what we're counting on.